So this is messy, but he will cut and make sure
Got it. Okay.
we okay.
Okay.
It's always so
Okay.
cool that you had some time to talk to us. First off, in the Angry Nerds podcast, there's always the question, who are you and what do you do in IT?
My name is Thomas, and I'm a programmer. I do Python programming and project engineering, system engineering.
Very cool.
Nice. Yeah.
Thanks.
And where are we now? At the Bornholm in Denmark, on the middle part of Denmark called Funen, an island, on scout camp, scout terrain with a bunch of tents. Yeah.
And how many people are here?
300, 400 probably
Cool.
ish. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. What are the best lessons you learned here from Bornhack, what we can use for why
Our
next
camp
year?
next year.
Our big camp, because Nancy is the But the biggest problem we had was something with the venue and a double booking, and I know you know about that.
Oh yes,
So,
we
yeah. So
do.
that's not a lesson you need to learn again. But yeah, but we learned that this year. So yeah. Okay.
And what makes Bornhack? What's the coolest part about this event?
I don't know. It's longer than the others.
Longer than
Yeah.
others. Yes, it is.
I don't understand why you would drag all your shit to another country and put up a huge village and work for 2 days to put it up and then take it down the, like 1 or 2 days later. So that's one of the reasons we started Bornhack, was that we really loved the Dutch and German events, but they were just too short. So we decided to make one that were and too rare, because every 2, every 4 years is just not enough. So we decided to make one that's a full week and annually.
Every week,
Yeah. Oh,
every year.
I
I
wish,
mean,
but
every year.
yeah, every year.
Are you sure?
Well, no, not really. But I guess you would get the
Very cool. And what's your favorite memory about? Because how many years have you been
This
organizing
is the
it?
ninth. Next year will be the 10-year anniversary.
And that's also
So,
your 10th
yeah,
year?
we I started it with a couple of the others. So
My
yes,
goodness.
yeah. So the so we've yeah, in 2016 was the first, and it was on the eastern part of Denmark called Bornholm, the little island south of Sweden, for the first 3 years, because we had access to a venue with some fiber and yeah, through a place where I was working. But after a few years, it just got too difficult with the logistics, because it's on a tiny island. You have to take a ferry for 6 hours, and it's just it, a lot of the logistics suddenly was centered around that it's on an island. Everything costs twice as much, because they know it's cheaper, easier, or yeah, cheaper to pay twice as much and not pay transportation from Maine that much. So yeah, so we moved it in 2019 to here, where we're pretty central in Denmark, and you can drive here without a boat. And yeah, and so the last 5 years, it's been here 6 years, 19, 5 years. Yeah.
It's nice here.
It's
Yeah.
absolutely
Yeah, it's
beautiful.
a
It's
lovely
amazing.
place. Yes, very nice. Lots of forest and some clearings for tents. But the scouts
Absolutely.
have basically the same needs as us. They need a nice area with plain, flat places to build their stuff, and lots of nature around. So we it was also a scout terrain on Bornholm.
Cool.
Yeah, apart from them not using power and network the way we do.
How much power do we need, do we use here?
I have actually no idea.
Okay.
This much.
This much, this much.
No,
Perfect.
they we constantly have problems with like voltage
Problem.
drops when because of long copper stretches and stuff. But it's I couldn't put numbers on it. I wouldn't know. But we're working on maybe making some more permanent, because we might be here for some more years, so we might chip in for some better power infrastructure on the permanent infrastructure in the venue, so we spend less time renting cables and pulling them, and just spend the money digging in the new proper feed. So let's see if that happens. It's been a dream for some years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the coolest memory that you have in 9 years organizing this event? Is there or at least one highlight or something that you think, oh, that's worth mentioning, or that is cool?
Could have given me a warning. I would have thought long and hard about this. I just had to pick one thing out. There's been amazing event, like talks and workshops and amazing social thing, like sessions in the bar or at a fireplace or where you connect with people, not necessarily over something technical or some computer thing, but just being together and
Human
existing in the world.
connections.
Yes, exactly. The networking,
Making
not
a
the IP type,
community.
but the real, the human type
The
of
human
networking.
type of networking.
That's always been why I've been at these events. I rarely go to talks at events because I prefer watching the recordings at home when I'm clear-headed and then
Yeah,
have slept
have the ability to
and
take in the
there's
information.
not 200 people around me and a lot of things happening and I can watch the talks at home, but I can't talk to people at home the same way that I can here.
Yeah.
So I'd much rather prioritize my time talking to people and being with people than watching talks because fortunately we record them, almost all of them. So I can just catch up. I wouldn't have time here anyway. But also on the other camps, I rarely go to talks because it's just I'm absolutely here for the social part of it.
For the connections with other people. Very
It's
cool.
very different. Some people are in the speaker's tent from 10 to 20 or whatever the program is, like we are not missing a single thing, and I'm the other, completely the opposite.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So maybe to wrap this up, if that's okay with you, Erik.
Yes.
I don't know if you want to have new people next year or more people next
No,
year. I
absolutely.
don't know if there's ambitions to grow, but
We're not good at advertising, but we absolutely want
that's why
want
we're
more
helping
people
out,
to.
hopefully.
Perfect.
More
Yeah,
duckies,
yeah, yeah,
probably.
yeah.
But what if someone is wondering, okay, should I go next year to Bornhack? What would you say to them? What would you tell them?
We say yes.
I would
You
say
should
yes.
go to Bornhag, of course.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's a lovely event. People here are
Is it
nice
okay to
and.
have more duchies? Because sometimes it
I've
feels like we
always
took over the
yeah, but
place.
I've always felt like Danes and Dutchies get along very well. There's a lot
True.
of similarities in culture and temper and humor and so
Yeah,
on. So
what I also and Dutch are a little bit on that side. What the costs are of a camp, and sometimes they rise very high. But here at Bornhag, you only pay 180 euros for a whole week, and that's very nice. You need to pay in Dutch krone, but and Danish krones. But when you calculate it in euros, it's about
180
180
euros
euros
for a full week.
yeah
For a full
yeah
week, yeah. So Eric and myself say you should come
you
to
should come
Bornhag next year.
morning
Absolutely. Good.
absolutely
Maybe thank you for this interview.
no
Was
problem at
it
all
all yeah.
I
Very nice
practiced.
very
I
nice
practiced.
and
Thank you so much.
what we always do at the end of
Podcast?
the podcast is we have a beer tip, and it don't have to be beer,
Oh, good,
but
because I
if
don't
you
drink
have something what you
should try out.
enjoys, what we should try out on drinks, what is the drink of Bornhag, what we should try?
One of our signature drinks are these purple ones. It's not really purple, but it's called purple because because the can is purple to come from. It's a cider mixed with the various amounts of vodka. It's called a purple
A
breeze,
purple.
a purple storm, a purple hurricane, and a purple tsunami in increasing strength, depending on your temper and how annihilated you want to be.
Well, my co-chair
Then,
Ifcot's also her favorite color is purple, so I guess
fantastic.
we have to
Absolutely have to try that then.
crystal, we have to check out the
Yeah.
so
Very nice.
Nice.
Thomas, thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you for
We
having
will
me.
show you the end results
Yeah, super nice.
and to the angry nerds at home. Please come to Borneck next year.
Absolutely.
Good.
We'd love
Thank
to
you.
have you.
Oh,
Thank you.
that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Stop recording.